Many Christians are familiar with the acronym TULIP, TULIP, as shorthand for Reformistic Theology. And there can be no doubt that the most controversial and misunderstood of all the so-called 5 points of Calvinism is found in the concept that is framed by the letter L, limited atonement. When used to explain the work of Jesus on the cross, many believers respond with indignation. It's as if Calvinists are somehow downgrading or limiting what the Lord accomplished at Calvary.
That's one of the reasons why it's important when we use the language to remind our Arminian friends that both views, in some sense, limit the atonement. We limit its intent. They limit its power.
The Calvinists believed everything the elect sinner needs to be justified, including regeneration or the new birth. The Arminians, on the other hand, believed that Jesus' work on the cross was not your salvation for any particular sinner. The intention was to simply make salvation possible.
You know, we would expect that the idea of God choosing would be offensive to the rebellious humans, that my way is almost at an idolatrous level. So it's not surprising to me that people are offended by the idea of God.
Butner, author of the book The Reformed Doctrine of Predestination, explains that the Arminian bridge that extends most of the way across the river, in order to reach the other side and final step. The Calvinists, on the other hand, believed that the bridge, while narrow, cannot take any steps. Regeneration is the rapture, if you will, of the sin. The Synod of Dort asserted that the fundamental flaw of the Arminian view of the atonement. John Owen, in his classic work, The Death of Death and the Death of Christ, An Ointment in a Box, set out in the gospel to the view of all, and those who will buy it and apply it to themselves would be healed. Of course, if man saw earlier, man is not merely wounded, he's dead, and medicine to affect his dead spirit. He needs the Holy Spirit to bring him back to life. Pay close attention as we distinguish between historic and modern Arminianism. To illustrate, a professor of theology at the Nazarene Theological Seminary, a school that is self-consciously, Christ paid the penalty for our sins. Yet such a view is foreign to Arminianism, which Arminians teach that what Christ did, he did for every person. Therefore, Dr. Greider is rightfully scolding his fellow Arminians for being inconsistent. Greider says, number one, most modern Arminians do not know the teachings of historic beliefs that what Jesus did, he did for everyone equally. And, number three, one's sins. He only suffered for them. Concerning the first point, it's true that, and this does create some confusion as to precisely what the term means. As for the second, equally for everyone? Arminians use as their proof texts passages and world in relation to God's intentions in salvation, interpreting it to mean all the time.
The Bible uses these universal terms, but many people know use of terms like this. But in all language, in all of English language, use universal terms when they don't mean a universal fact that they're talking about. For example, the Bible says, a decree went out, figurative language, or you have to say the Bible is in error. How much were the people in the Yucatan paid to Caesar? Did a decree go out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should, that all of the Roman world should be taxed?
It's declared, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy with people in the sense of ethnicity. If you believe the former, then we must ask if the birth of Christ, Pharisees, how about to Herod or Pontius Pilate? Did they find great joy in the birth of the Messiah? And what about Colossians 1, 5, and 6? Paul declares into all the world. Did Paul literally mean that the gospel had been carried to the American? Geography wasn't what he was speaking about. And the same is true for John 12, 19. The Pharisees.
We all say all of the time when we don't mean it. No, we don't. Don't say all of the time. Either when you mean it or when you don't mean it. There's some time that you sleep. All of the time. Do you? And so, therefore, these people don't have figures of speech found in the Bible. And they're found in most any large novel here and there and the other place. We see we do that all the time, that we don't even realize we're doing it. No, we don't do it all the time. Word, and you didn't mean it universally, I would be having to stop you all of the time.